Hello everyone, Joseph Dunphy here, and this is your weekly Grass 10 grazing management update on the Dairy Edge. Pasture Base Ireland figures for the week are: the average farm cover is 920 kilos of dry matter per hectare and growth rates of 10 kilos of dry matter per hectare. Dry matter percentages are 17% in Athenry, County Galway, 18% in Oak Park, County Carlow, 16% in Moore Park, County Cork, and 19% in Grange, County Meath. Your predicted grass growth, rainfall and soil temperatures for the week are: the grass growth is expected to be in the region of between 13 and 17 kilos across the country, as we've entered a slightly more settled week weather-wise, with variable rainfall rates of 10 to 12 millimetres for the north and the east, and a chance of 20 to 25 mil in the southwest. Soil temperatures should be in the region of 6 to 8 degrees for the coming week. And I just want to highlight that the predicted grass growth, rainfall and soil temperatures maps are all in this week's Grass 10 newsletter. When we look at some of the grazing tips for the week, it's going to be very important to adjust your grazing plans depending on your percentage grazed. Grazing conditions came to a halt over the weekend as ground in most parts of the country reached saturation point with continuous rainfall. Huge variation exists with percentage grazed depending on land type, grazing infrastructure and calving date, and a readjustment may need to be made to the spring rotation planner. The reason we readjust is to allow time for regrowth to come back for the second rotation. The urge might be there to let the handbrake off and go grazing full tilt, but it's important to have a plan for when you are going to get to the start of the second rotation. If you're only starting grazing this week, or have only a low percentage graze this week, and we take an average growth rate of somewhere between 17 and 18 kilos of grass dry matter growth for March, this means we'll have somewhere in the region of 550 to 600 kilos of dry matter per hectare on paddocks by the 5th of April, which is nowhere near enough to start the second rotation. So if you have over 25% grazed, continue to follow the template targets of 66% by St. Patrick's Day and the first rotation finished in the 6th to the 8th of April. If you have little to no grazing done, a good readjustment of the spring rotation planner is needed. And we would aim to target 33% grazed by St. Patrick's Day, 33% then grazed by the 1st of April, and the final third by the 15th to the 20th of April, depending on growth rates. Grazing ground is a priority this week and not silage ground, especially if you have a low percentage grazed. We need to have this ground back for when you start your second rotation. And then the final group is people who have in the region of 15 to 20% graze, so a right good start made on grazing. The target for them is to get to 50% by St. Patrick's Day and remain in ground then by somewhere around the 12th to the 15th of April. This week, our featured farmer, Joe Murphy from Bennett's Bridge, County Kilkenny, has battled through the difficult February and he is 81% calved and has managed to get 43% grazed so far. An average farm cover of 853 kilos of dry matter per hectare on the farm, and his growth rate for the week was 13 kilos. Grazing has been very tricky on his farm. However, he was getting grass in the diet every day, and he targeted lower covers and gave them more area, and he's very happy with the area he has grazed. A tip from Joe on what he's doing on his farm is he's grazed his 22 and 23 reseeds early in February, as these are his fastest growing paddocks, to have good grass back for the start of the second rotation. And these paddocks have in the region of between 450 and 500 kilos of dry matter per hectare back on them at the minute. Joe plans on travelling with 25 units per acre of protected urea on ungrazed paddocks and some grazed paddocks, and also 2,500 gallons per acre of slurry on some grazed paddocks when weather allows. Finally, as you order chemical fertilizer for grazing and silage in the coming weeks, do not forget about sulfur. Research shows that sulfur has a major role to play in increasing N-use efficiency, grass N uptake, and grass yield while reducing N leaching. For grazing fields, apply 20 kilos of sulfur per hectare per year or 16 units per acre per year by July 1st. And research trials show up to a 2.5 ton per hectare yield response to sulfur applications during this period. For silage fields, apply 15 kilos of sulfur per hectare per cut or 12 units per acre per cut. And we know that this makes in around a 20 to a 25% yield difference on your crop of silage. And to read a little bit more about the importance of sulphur, have a quick look at this week's Grass 10 newsletter. If you would like to hear more from the Grass 10 team, subscribe to the weekly Grass 10 newsletter, which is available on the Grass 10 page on the Chagas Public website. And the link to the newsletter is also available in the description of this podcast. This has been your Grass 10 update, and I'll talk to you all next week.